relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
This is the story of a soldier who operates your nation's Patriot missile defense systems. It begins in California with a little girl raised by two moms. Although I had a fairly typical childhood, took ballet, played violin. I also marched for equality. I like to think I've been defending freedom from an early age. When I was 6 years old, one of my moms had an accident that left her paralyzed. Doctors said she might never walk again. But she tapped into my family's pride to get back on her feet, eventually standing at the altar to marry my other mom. With such powerful role models, I finished high school at the top of my class and then attended UC Davis, where I joined a sorority full of other strong women. But as graduation approached, I began feeling like I'd been handed so much in life, a sorority girl stereotype. Sure, I'd spent my life around inspiring women, but what had I really achieved on my own? One of my sorority sisters was studying abroad in Italy. Another was climbing Mount Everest. I needed my own adventures, my own challenge. And after meeting with an army recruiter, I found it. A way to prove my inner strength and maybe shatter some stereotypes along the way.
Enough, 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 enough. I've had enough. That was paid for by you. Welcome to the Manhood Hour, where we show you what the U.S. Army is doing to recruit new individuals to wear the cloth of the Republic. They are denying men. Yeah, because she has two mothers. No father, just two mothers. I'm curious how that works biologically, but we shall move on to the actual question of how this affects all men and the fighting force included in the United States, with the perfect guest for that, a man who has served our nation in the uniforms of two different services, who has risen to the heights of the Department of Defense and then to be a member of the cabinet of the Trump administration as the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. He is the senior strategist for Newsmax, my good friend, Robert Wilkie. Secretary Wilkie, welcome back in studio.
Thank you, sir. It's good to be here. May I ask for an indulgence right off the bat?
Well, since it's you, of course.
Well, many of your viewers and listeners will remember Secretary Rumsfeld,
and he had unknown unknowns.
That's right. He had a habit of sending out what were known as snowflakes, little messages that he dictated to us throughout the department. Now, this one was not directed to me, but I came across it today. It's March 1st, 2005, and it's actually addressed to my predecessor as the Assistant Secretary for Legislative Affairs. And the subject is Senator Biden. And Rumsfeld gets right to the heart of the matter. He says, please see if you can come up with some kind of a plan that you think would be useful with respect to Senator Biden, if there is such a thing.
Is that a real Rumsfeld statement?
This is and it is unclassified. It has the stamp on it.
Wow.
You may have it.
I have not heard this one. Can you come up for a plan for Senator Biden, if there is such a thing? All right. Oh, it says, yes, for official use only, unclassified.
That's right. It has had the stamp of approval. And, you know, that snowflake actually has a much deeper meaning, because Senator Biden would come into the Pentagon and say he's scheduled for an hour. Not with Rumsfeld, because Rumsfeld would have thrown him out, but with general officers. And he would talk for 58 of those minutes.
When he's coming to the DOD for a briefing.
For a briefing. And all he briefs them
for 58
about how bad their tactics are. It was a remarkable thing to watch. And we see that same hubris, arrogance, but arrogance built on ignorance that informs the national security team led by Mr. Biden. And the sad thing, as you pointed out so many times, we have two more years of this.
Yeah.
And I'm very worried because even with Mr. Trump doing so well, it's still 2 years away.
Yes.
And I don't think Xi Jinping has a lot of time. I think if he...
To make his move.
His economy is worsening. He's hitched his star to the Putin wagon, which is collapsing as we speak. The Ukrainians, without having an air force, just destroyed about a third of Russia's force in Ukraine in one day.
And the drone and rocket attacks on Kiev are a sign of weakness, I would say.
I think so. And the hard men in Beijing were used to the steady progress of Deng Xiaoping and his successors. They're very cautious, as Chinese history dictates that they be. So they can't be too happy with what's going on. And I think the only redemptive path for the current president, dictator of China, is to make that kind of move on Taiwan, because he knows that if the man from Mar-a-Lago returns, that's not going to happen.
I like that, the man from Mar-a-Lago. Somebody should write a book with that title. I'm going to write that down just in case. All right, we are here. We can talk strategy, and we will talk a little bit of strategy and get geopolitics for hours with our supporter here, our regular guest. But we've invited him for this episode of the Manhood Hour because he knows what manhood really looks like. He's seen what warrior class looks like. And he's been responsible for securing America in the Pentagon, the man in charge of readiness of our personnel across the armed forces. So let's begin. I just showed an advertisement, a campaign ad, where a female private spends 90% of the commercial for the U.S. Army talking about fighting for justice for her lesbian mothers. Right. And then puts on a uniform at the end. How bad is the assault on manhood in our civilization?
Well, it is pervasive. It's pervasive at every level of our culture. And the effects, if you want to see the effects, go to Chicago. Go to New York. Go to Los Angeles. And what do I mean by that? In the darkest days of segregation, the African-American family was whole. The emphasis was on education and making sure you are never what that man over there thinks you are. When the Civil Rights Act was signed by President Johnson, 18% of black children in America grew up in a single-parent house. Today, it's reaching 81%. The downstream effects of eliminating that masculine figure in these families is what you see on the streets. Lawlessness, the inability of society in the form of schools or what have you to corral that, the disintegration of the public edifice of education, and the notion that in America, for every right, you had a corresponding responsibility. Now, what you just showed in the military side is, let's start with what the military is not. Civilian standards of fairness do not apply in our business.
This is really important. I want us to hold on this for a second.
because there is this idea that the left, the dominant cultural influences are trying to sell, that the military is just like anything else, and that we can impose upon it external standards that have nothing to do with defeating an enemy, with wartime. Right. It's as if they're taking the armed forces out of context and the mission they're meant there to achieve. So let's hold on that point for a second. Yeah. We're talking to former Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Robert Wilkie. You can see him with a regularity as my colleague on Newsmax. This is America First, the Manhood Hour. Never, ever miss a second of our show with the real experts, the actual newsmakers. Subscribe to our podcast. Go to whichever platform you prefer, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a 5-star review and then share the links with your friends. Likewise, if you believe in America, if you are America First and the men who bled and died for this country, please check out all the amazing America First merchandise made in America, available at sebgorkastore.com. Go today to sebgorkastore.com. That's SEBGORKA, sebgorkastore.com. Stay with us for more One-on-One with me, Sebastian Gorka, and Secretary Wilkie. It's one of the most beautiful things you can do today or any day. Remember what Jesus our Savior told us. Come unto me, the little ones. Better a millstone were wrapped around the neck of someone who harms a child. Well, let's help those who are most vulnerable. Over 1 million girls and boys in America have a parent behind bars. They are vulnerable. They feel guilt for the sins of their parents. Let's get them to a safe place this summer with the Prison Fellowship. It is called the Angel Tree Camp. $200 per child provides them a Christ-centric safe summer camp. That could be you. Donate as little or as much as you can. Go right now to sebgorka.com and click on the Angel Tree banner at the top. You could be literally saving a life. You can call in your donation as well on 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794, or just go to sebgorka.com and the Angel Tree banner. You're listening to America First One-on-One with me, Sebastian Gorka, and Robert Wilkie. Thank you to everyone so far who has supported our Angel Tree campaign for the young boys and girls who have lost a parent to the prison system and for whom we wish to provide a safe, Christ-centric summer camp experience. People ask, what is the effect? Can we hear back from the Prison Fellowship Program, from the people who run the Angel Tree Camp? Well, yes, indeed. Here we have James Ackerman, who is stepping down as the CEO of the Prison Fellowship at the end of the year. But before he does that, he wanted to send you a special message about your support to these young boys and girls.
I'm James Ackerman, President and CEO of Prison Fellowship. On behalf of our entire staff, and more importantly, the prisoners' children you will bless, I want to personally thank you for your donation to our Salem Radio Network camping campaign. Thanks for opening your heart and your wallet to give children a life-changing experience at a Christian camp.
Without your help, more than 70% of these children end up in prison themselves. Let's break that cycle. Make a donation today. You can call in your donation. £200 per child, $200 per child per camp is the goal. But whatever you can give makes a difference. Please call 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794. Or just go to the website, sebgorka.com. And click on the Angel Tree banner. That's SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com, and the Angel Tree banner. Secretary, you are making the point that the armed services are different, are they not? There are standards there that are not reflected elsewhere.
Absolutely. And what you just saw was a play to convince people that the armed forces are social justice warriors devoted to changing the ethos of America.
Because America is the problem.
Because America is the problem. And we know with the Secretary of State and the National Security Advisor, we never hear from the Secretary of Defense and this president, that they actually believe that. But let's talk about what the military is. You've done it. I've done it. Not to the extent that people like my father did it.
Who was your father?
Well, my father, senior officer in the 82nd Airborne Division. I believe you'll find he was one of the most decorated artillerymen to come out of Vietnam.
And very badly wounded.
And very badly wounded. Huge man, 6'2", 240. After being wounded in Cambodia, we didn't see him for a year. When we did see him, he weighed 125 pounds.
Wow.
A huge man for his day. But let's talk about what the military is.
Please.
It's the great leveler in society. And I want to use I want to turn the civil rights thing back on them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I said this in testimony once in one of my confirmation hearings, because I was being attacked for praising Robert E. Lee and what have you in my past, which until this administration was not something that anyone thought twice about. But I remember when my father had command in the 82nd, the only time he didn't leave the home at 2 o'clock in the morning was on Thursdays, when the sergeant would pick him up and take him to the commander's conference. So this is in the 70s at Fort Bragg. His sergeant was black. But he was taking him to a meeting with the commanding general of the most decorated of all American combat unions, who was also black.
And that happens because it's the Army.
It's the Army. It is the leveler. If you perform, you're accepted. But let me tell
you. And what year would that have been?
That would have been 1975.
So this is the 70s.
In the South.
In the South, in Bragg.
The commanding general of the 82nd Airborne Division was Roscoe Robbins.
But he probably wasn't a homosexual, so he's not a justice warrior.
Yeah. So let me tell you what they've done. General Mattis asked me to convene what he called the Close Combat Lethality Task Force to make it harder to get into the infantry and the Marine Corps. Paratroopers of the Army, and whatever. Because only a small percentage of even those in the military can qualify. But our goal was survivability in combat, because 95% of the casualties occur within a mile of the enemy.
Of the enemy, yeah. That's where people
die. This isn't Midway. Right. This isn't the Battle of Britain.
Right.
And what Mattis and I saw was the diminution of standards in the name of equity, which is what the Obama people had done.
Which made people vulnerable.
Vulnerable, exactly. You water down those standards and you put people's lives at risk. This administration got rid of it. We now have...
Because it wasn't fair?
It wasn't fair. We now have a Secretary of the Air Force who says that promotions now must have a racial element to them. The same applies for the Navy, and we hear that from the Army. Secretary, the demands of combat, as Churchill described, are intractable demands. If you don't have the highest physical fitness standards and you deny basic biology,
you pay a price.
You're going to get people killed.
Yeah.
We actually saw that just with the diminution of standards after we stood down in World War II. There's something that many in your audience will know in studying the Truman administration, Task Force Smith, which was an element of the 1st Infantry Division. They'd been the occupiers in Japan. When North Korea came across the parallel, they threw them in. They'd been garrisoned. They hadn't done any regular physical activity. Their weapons didn't work. And it was a disaster. The same at Kasserine Pass, when the United States Army first went up against the Africa Corps and were slaughtered because those standards were haphazard. There are legitimate biological differences. You can't refute science.
Well, it's physics.
Physics.
It's physics.
And
if somebody's wounded,
that's right,
and you can't pick them up.
So let me tell you what they've done at the Navy's basic trainings up at Great Lakes. It used to be to pass the test. You've seen in the movies the Navy steel litters that they use. You'd have one guy at one end, one guy at the other. Well, you can't do that with a large number of females. So now the requirement's two on each side.
Oh, my gosh.
But guess what? You can't get them through the passageways of the ship because two on each side won't do it.
Won't fit. Yeah.
And there have been things like that.
These are the small things that matter. You know, the passageway on a ship is not negotiable. If you've been hit, if you've got wounded men, you can't say, okay, well, you're too weak, you're a woman, you can't lift that person up, they can just die, or we're just going to expand the passageway. This is why you are invaluable as a guest, because you can translate it into realities that everyone can understand. This is the Manhood Hour. I wish we had several hours with this guest. I've still got lots of questions to get through. Make sure you follow us on all social media. We are everywhere that matters. Just plug in my name, Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka, on True Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram. You can watch us on your TV through your Roku, Fire Stick, or Salem app devices. And don't forget my Substack for my unique content and access to me. That's sebastiangorka.substack.com. My whole name is one word, sebastiangorka.substack.com. We'll be back one-on-one with Secretary Robert Wilkie here on America First. Did you notice in the State of the Union speech last month, Biden doubled down on his spending plans, adding even more to the federal deficit? That doesn't bode well for the value of your money. Sebastian Gorka here. Biden's disconnected view of the economy means there will be no meaningful steps taken to lessen inflation and lower interest rates. Your cash reserves and investments will be worth less. Which is why I recommend calling veteran-owned Midas Gold Group to look into safeguarding your wealth with the stability of gold while you still can. Gold traditionally holds its value when economies fail, guarding against the destruction of inflation and the ruin of a recession. Don't let Biden's misguided economy wipe you out. Talk with the good folks at Midas Gold Group. Go to MidasGoldGroup.com or call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-GOLD. It's gold you can hold. MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD. Welcome back to America First, one-on-one with me, Sebastian Gorka, and former Secretary for Veterans Affairs, Robert Wilkie. If you enjoy the Manhood Hour, support those who make it possible. Great patriots, friends of President Trump, like Mike Lindell. The left truly wants to cancel him. Even the FBI have harassed him. Let's have his back. Let's go straight to the website, mypillow.com. He's just launched the 2.0, the pillow he sold more than 71 million of that never gets hot, never loses shape. He's got another 150-plus items on his website for you to treat yourself with and your loved ones. Use my name for up to 66% off. Just go to mypillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. The number to call in your order to talk to a real person is 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468 or mypillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Secretary Wilkie, you have such an expansive knowledge of history. This next question, I think you could really help us with. If you had to identify the source of the assault on manhood ideologically. There's so many places to choose from, whether it's academe, Hollywood, whether it is the teacher training colleges, the Frankfurt School. In a Clausewitzian sense, if we had to identify the center of gravity for this assault, this, you know, who invented toxic masculinity, where would you place the pin on the map for that center of gravity for the origins of the assault?
Well, let me tell you where the center of the assault is being made. The armed forces of the United States are considered by the left to be the last bastion. Traditionally, it's been the one place that they have not been able to crack. If they crack the very meaning of being a soldier, then they crack the last element in society where duty, honor, service before self.
Love of country.
Love of country. That's where the focus is. And it's been coming for a long time. It really began to creep up in the Clinton years. It certainly accelerated under Obama, and now it's just a typhoon. Give you an example. The special operations community, that's a very unique part of the military. The standards are exacting. And this is no offense to the individual who was named, but the Army Special Operations Command just named a new sergeant major. Woman. She's never been engaged in a gunfight. Never been in a position to defend a position. Now, why is that important? How does she, and she's had a fine career in support roles, but how does she relate to those special forces soldiers,
the door kickers,
the Rangers?
Right.
And as Orwell said, we sleep soundly at night because rough men kick down doors in the morning. And that's what we get away with. And that's where we're headed. Now, I'm not denying, and Mattis wouldn't either. Mattis was hard over on all of these issues. The ability of women to excel in the cockpit. Things that they have naturally that just make them better. So that's one, but the left won't allow you to say, well, if that's the case, but we won't accept this other thing, where people who look like my father do the job better because of their ability to sustain punishment.
Yeah.
And that's what this is. It's all about survivability. It's not about equal opportunity.
Right. Equal opportunity gets people
killed. It gets people killed. And we've seen that. We've seen that happen. One last thing.
Yeah.
And you and I have talked about this. The current Secretary of the Army, as Senator Cotton has exposed, is very fine with physical fitness standards that say you do 10 push-ups, 10 sit-ups, and walk or trot a mile. That is... And then the other thing is, they've now said that if you as an officer fail a physical fitness test, that doesn't reflect on your record. The same for E8 and above. That's senior NCOs. That's no longer a standard in the name of equity.
So how can you fight if you're not fit?
That's exactly right.
It's a very, very simple question. How can you fight if you're not fit? This is the Manhood Hour. Next question. The influences that shaped our guests' understanding of what it is to be a man. This is the Manhood Hour, coming to you from just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating. 500,000 of your fellow Americans today, me included. It's not just me, it's people like Yvonne from California. This is Yvonne's story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Just those two words, pain-free, should be reason enough for you to order the 3-week quick starter pack right now for the paltry sum of $19.95. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Yvonne, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Ask yourself a very simple question. What do you have to lose? Nothing is the answer. Well, apart from the pain. You could lose the pain, and that would be a good thing. Call right now, 800-500-8384, or just go to relieffactor.com. You deserve to know. You've waited long enough. Do it today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. We'll be back one-on-one with Secretary Robert Wilkie here on America First. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell with MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented the MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest and coolest pillow you'll ever own. For my exclusive listeners, that MyPillow 2.0 has a buy one, get one free offer with promo code Gorka. MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square for the buy one, get one free offer, enter promo code Gorka or call 800-829-8468. That's code G-O-R-K-A. Go today. Welcome back to America First, one-on-one with me, Sebastian Gorka, and former Secretary for Veterans Affairs, Robert Wilkie. Right, Secretary Wilkie, this is one of the most fun questions on the Manhood Hour. Most men, if they're lucky, the answer should be their father. For some, we've had, you know, former SEALs say it was fictional characters like Tom Clancy. Others have said my football coach in high school. Who for you defined your understanding of what it means to be a man?
Well, certainly the people I grew up around at Fort Bragg. Yeah. And why did that come home to me? And I've said this to you before. In elementary school, when one of my classmates was called to the principal's office, there was always a chance that there was bad news from Southeast Asia. And I saw the sacrifices. And those men, and it goes from Creighton Abrams down to my father. I kept a picture of Creighton Abrams in my office at the VA and also at the Pentagon. The physical toll that took on them in constant combat for years at a time, never questioning where they were going. And then, if you're going to look at the popular culture, I just went to the John Wayne Museum at Fort Worth.
How is it?
It's wonderful. The Wayne family didn't want it in California. And they put it right in the heart of Trump country in Fort Worth. And you see through the progression of this museum, and it's not a Hollywood wax museum type museum. It's about this man's beliefs. And you see through the letters and the pictures, devotion to country. The things that he embodied, or Jimmy Stewart, those are the people I grew up. I had my head patted by Audie Murphy when I was a child. The only thing we had in common was that we have the same middle name that we never use, Leon. But, you know, my
that
mother,
was your connection that was to my Audie connection. Murphy.
But he was there, and my mother, of course, said, well, you see him in the Western movies, and you see what a man like that who was rejected by the Marine Corps, rejected by the Army Air Corps, little fella.
Yeah, tiny, another
like
big
5 foot three.
Right.
And what he was able to accomplish, saving his fellow soldiers,
again
living
and
up
again.
And again and again. Those are the people that I grew up around and I saw on a daily basis. They didn't have medals that said I was just alive. You know, you look.
They didn't have those big rolls of medals like Mark Milley.
Well, they look.
That's what Mark Milley.
You know, it's
up.
Funny. I was talking to a Marine about this today. Our soldiers now look like junior ROTC students with medals going up, or North Korean.
North Korean officers.
North
that's
Korean
what I think of.
North Korean corporals.
Yeah. right.
And
look. I mean, look at that. Look at that. He's got a literal jigsaw. He's got a 5-inch by 5-inch rainbow flag jigsaw on his left.
George C. Marshall.
Yeah.
One row.
One row.
Dwight Eisenhower.
Right.
One row.
What a disgrace.
Now,
really
Patton had those, but every one of those were either being shot
right.
or shooting at someone.
Right.
But those were the people. And
Let's just remind the world what we have today. Let's put up an admiral who has never served on a ship or never fired a gun in anger, who actually pretends that he's a woman who wears a skirt. This is Richard Levine. This is Biden's America. This is the embodiment of the war on masculinity. Yeah. And then as we discussed, I think the last time you were on the show, the idea that the U.S. Navy now has a drag queen who is recruiting for people to join the Navy as he's wearing a dress, as he's being seen filmed in and out of uniform. And I asked you last time, the UCMJ, the legal system for those in the armed services, they show in this recruiting ad him doing a sexually explicit drag show on a U.S. naval ship. What is the penalty for that?
Well, the commander would be relieved. If that were a strip show, the President Biden would get involved for the attack on women.
Oh, women, right. The toxic masculinity.
That's right.
Right.
And then we have this, which does make a mockery. And we see that now in the competitions, Britain, here. Everything that we were told to believe as a result of the 60s revolution has now been stood on its head.
But where are the feminists?
Yeah.
Women are being canceled, literally.
Yeah.
A man can call himself Leah, crush the dreams of thousands of swimmers who are actual female high school athletes, and you're negating womanhood. Only two questions left. If we're to redress this problem, if there is to be a counter, what are the bare minimum? What things do have to be taught to the next generation? If you think of a curriculum for, you know, the 10-year-old, 12-year-old boys today in America, what is the bare minimum they must be taught when it comes to manhood?
So you are so right. First of all, we need the restoration not only of civics and history, but we need the restoration of physical education. We are creating a generation of couch potatoes because someone has decided it might not be fair if you're faster than I am,
right,
or if you're stronger than I am. Again, the negation of natural law.
And excellence.
For the military, if there is another Trump administration, I would expect on day one the elimination of all what I call discrimination and indoctrination, DEI.
The DEI lectures.
All of that. And
pronoun lectures.
That's right. And a restoration of the physical fitness standards that existed prior to Biden. If I were administrator, I wouldn't care how many people failed.
And this could be done
very quickly.
Matter of days.
Just like that.
Yeah.
At the academies, restore the centrality of the services, ethics, service history, military history. You can now, it's no longer required at West Point, military history. But you have to take CRT.
West Point was famous for two things, military history and engineering.
Right.
That was it.
Right. And we need to take a fundamental a look at that. So...
All right. We that is a discussion that we will continue, and hopefully this individual will be responsible for making it happen inside the five-sided playpen. I'm Sebastian Gorka. If you have a cell phone, please guarantee to me it is not connected to one of the big cell phone providers, because they're part of the problem. They're woke as well. They hate America, and they funded things like Planned Parenthood and gun control organizations to the tune of millions of dollars. There's only one conservative Christian cell phone company in America. It's Patriot Mobile. It's the one I use. It's the one I switched all of my family's lines over. Why? Because they love America. They have the same values you do. And they have the same nationwide 4G and 5G network. They have a performance guarantee. You can keep your old number. And if you're a veteran or a first responder, you get special discounts. Free activation with my name. Make the switch today. Join the good guys. It's very simple. Call their 100% U.S.-based customer support team on 878-PATRIOT or just go to patriotmobile.com/Gorka. Don't fund your enemies with every call you make, every text you send. That's 878-728-7468 or just go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Have you ever questioned the COVID-19 narrative? Is there more to the story? Well, the film The Real Anthony Fauci will leave you stunned. You don't have to agree with everything Robert Kennedy Jr. has ever said, but there are things in this movie that they just don't want you to know. And I thought I knew a thing or two about COVID-19 and Anthony Fauci, but what they have unearthed, especially his involvement in the reaction to the AIDS epidemic, will shock you. Are you ready to explore the truth? If so, go right now to TheRealAnthonyFauciMovie.com to watch the movie for free. That's TheRealAnthonyFauciMovie.com. You can also go to my website, SebGorka.com, and click on the banner for this movie that is a must-see. Do it today. SebGorka.com. SebGorka.com. Welcome back to America First One-on-One with Robert Wilkie. On all of these issues, we started with that absurd, obscene advertisement, that propagandizing advertisement for the U.S. Army. We've shown pictures of utter disgraces, treasonous officers like Milley. Then we have drag queens in the U.S. Navy. Are you an optimist or a pessimist when it comes to our capacity to redress the balance and restore manhood?
The one thing about America has been its resiliency in our history. I mean, Bismarck said that God does three things. He protects fools, drunkards, and the United States. But I think the time for correction is getting much shorter because this is not the military is the end of this process.
Yes.
I mean, this stuff starts in kindergarten and elementary school and high school. But we had better get ourselves in order or there will be tragedies. Just look at what Putin has done. He's sending people who've been in uniform for 2 weeks into a fight against an army that's been trained primarily by the British and by the finest soldiers in the United Kingdom. And they're getting slaughtered. I mean, his offensive, which began 3 months ago, 4 months ago, there's 200,000 casualties. And what's the common denominator with those soldiers? They're poorly trained. They're physically unfit. And what happens? And they're dying by the bucketful.
Yeah.
This is what it leads to. It leads to disaster on the battlefield.
But everybody has a role to play. Every listener, every viewer right
Absolutely.
Now has a role to play in the restoration.
Yes. And they can do it at the ballot box. They can do it at the school board. But Nixon's silent majority. And people think he was talking about civil rights. He wasn't. He was talking about standing up for the nation.
Yeah. Well, irrespective of skin color.
Absolutely. He was talking about patriotism. He was talking about people going into the streets to oppose those who were carrying communist flags up and down the streets of New York and Washington,
or burning the American flag.
Or burning the American flag. The great silent majority. They're still out there.
But you shouldn't be silent any longer. I could continue this for hours. We will have him back in studio because he is one of our regular guests. Newsmax's senior strategist, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs, and hopefully future cabinet member in the second Trump administration. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you enjoy the Manhood Hour, it's the T-shirt I designed that my merchandise maven said, that's not going to sell. It's the second hottest selling one out there. It is the Don't Be a Science Denier. A man is a man, a woman is a woman, XY, XX chromosome. Get yours today, SebGorkaStore.com. They didn't trust me. I was right. SebGorkaStore.com. You've been listening to the Manhood Hour. Make sure you're subscribed to your podcast platform. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a 5-star review. It does help with the dastardly algorithms. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on the swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people...
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Ron DeSantis clearly steps into the race in the number two slot, but it's a distant number two. And what Ron DeSantis does not have at this point is a fanatically loyal base of people who are as fanatically loyal to him as they are to Donald Trump. Trump's base is unmovable. In fact, Trump's base is growing. And in large part, the more the media and the government, but that's now become all one, the more they try to discredit and we find out about the lies and the criminal activity they've done to him and against him, I think the stronger it makes him. And there are many of us who would say, if we let the media and the government destroy Donald Trump's candidacy, then do we not think they'll do the same thing to any other Republicans?
It's a very simple observation, and he's right. I like Governor Huckabee. I've always liked him. But every time I see him, I like him a little bit more. That was the former governor talking about the big announcement, which wasn't really big because everybody knew he was going to run. But it was different, first time ever, that somebody has gone on social media to make that announcement, and it was strange. I'm going to try and analyze it objectively. Yeah, as former strategist to President Trump. Hey, Mr. G., am I pretty objective? Would you say I'm pretty objective?
I would say so, yes.
All right. If I say something in the next 9 minutes that is too subjective, just whisper in my ear or get, you know, Eric to whisper in my ear. So here's the issue with last night. Number one, as we said already, it's an audio-only platform. Yes, Elon Musk is going to allegedly build Twitter into this universal app that will be a combination of where you buy everything. It's going to be your Amazon.com, where you go for social media news like Twitter, like Facebook. It's going to be the replacement to YouTube, where you have video postings, where you have articles like Substack, but it is still not that. You can't post live videos in the way that you can on other platforms. Twitter Spaces is huge. I mean, last night we had what? You know, a huge audience for the Twitter Space, but it kept crashing. He didn't actually come online till about 30 minutes in. And it's audio. If you're launching a campaign, you've got to make it so people can make clips of it. Your campaign staff, your supporters, your media surrogates. You can't do that if it's audio. And then secondly, if you're running for the highest position in the nation, actually in the world, you should sound a little bit excited about it. And this is what Ron DeSantis sounded like last night. Cut to.
Well, I am running for president of the United States to lead our great American comeback. Look, we know our country's going in the wrong direction. We see it with our eyes. And we feel it in our bones. Our southern borders collapse. Drugs are pouring into the country. Our cities are being hollowed out by spiking crime. The federal government's making it harder for the average family to make ends meet and to attain and maintain a middle-class lifestyle. And our president, well, he lacks vigor, flounders in the face of our nation's challenges, and he takes his cues from the woke mob. I don't think it has to be this way. American decline is not inevitable. It is a choice. And we should choose a new direction, a path that will lead to American revitalization.
As soon as I heard those opening remarks, and I saw what my former colleague at Breitbart, Raheem Kassam, who'll be on the show momentarily, said, I couldn't have agreed more. Raheem posted a tweet saying he's reading an op-ed. And that's what it sounded like. It reads like a teleprompter script, like an opinion piece that's going to be put in the Wall Street Journal. There needs to be passion. Why I'm doing this, why I'm leaving Florida, why I want to run for the presidency, why I'm taking on the left. And the other thing is, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jeff, I don't think President Trump was mentioned once on that Twitter space.
No, not at all. And a lot of people are saying how he's kind of pretending that he's not running against Trump.
But that's who he's got to defeat in the primary.
By a lot, because he's down by a lot.
Yeah, and you don't mention him. Again, for me, that's not a tactical issue. That's an honor issue.
Strategy. For whatever reason, they're deciding that they're just going to ignore Trump. I don't know why they think he's going to attack him less, maybe, but it makes zero sense to me.
But at some point, doesn't he have to say something about President Trump?
Well, I don't know. The whole thing has been different. See, even when he announced last night in the Twitter spaces, I didn't think it was that bad of an idea because he's been getting killed with personality and all this type of stuff. So I thought he would come on like an actual Twitter space where it's conversation. Just go back and forth like a normal person.
Yeah.
And then he did the opposite of that. It's just, as they like to talk about Trump with the unforced errors all the time, this guy has been committing them left and right the last 6 weeks.
And they actually called this a debate. I mean, I've been on lots of Twitter spaces with crazy libs going back and forth. It gets a little spicy sometimes. Even when they signed off, the guy who was running it for Elon said, DeSantis actually said it as well, said, "And I really enjoyed this debate." What debate, Eric?
Oh, I guess their debate was with the Twitter servers, apparently. That was their biggest opponent.
With the Twitter servers. This is the level of debate. So there's a radio host out there who works, I think he works for the Blaze as well, called Steve Deese, who is, you know, doesn't like President Trump. He's clearly on DeSantis' side. This is one of the questions on the Twitter space that was meant to be for anybody to challenge this person, Cut 13.
A question is a follow-up to you, Governor. On this very issue with immigration, we have heard a lot over the years, lock her up, drain the swamp, going to build a beautiful wall, Mexico's going to pay for it, and crowds cheered, and everybody loved it, and brands got built, and nothing got done. What is the bottom line assurance that you can make to the people that are listening right now, all over the world and all over the country, that you can actually do the agenda that you just articulated when others tweeted about it and talked about it, but then couldn't actually follow through?
It's a great question.
That is like
the why are you so great question. Why are you so great, Governor DeSantis? And to Deese, that was like a little girl in the Clickett High School. And you have the temerity as a radio host to say a brand was built but nothing was done. I called somebody out for saying the same thing on the Twitter space I went on afterwards, which was a huge one. I mean, it was a really big one. Not as big as DeSantis, but big, and this one actually worked. To say nothing was done, you're a hack. You're a liar. Biggest economy in the history of mankind. Immigration, a trickle, illegal immigration. The caliphate of ISIS destroyed. Lowest unemployment for minorities since record-keeping began. Lowest unemployment for women since the 1960s. Russia under control. Iran under control. Little Kim under control. No results? Well, this is the problem. I don't mind having a primary. The more the merrier. But we need honest people. You want to be better than President Trump? You're not going to do it by lying about the 4 years of his presidency. And you're not going to take out the king without talking about the king. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your calls here, America First. I want to find out what you thought of it. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you from just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, mellowed swamp that is Washington, D.C. Make sure you are subscribed. We have the Manhood Hour today with a very special guest. Make sure you are subscribed on your favorite podcast platform. I don't care which one it is. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Salem Podcast Network, Stitcher. Just plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a 5-star review. Share the links with your friends. And then if you still believe those 4 years were amazing, stand with 45. It's the most popular item in our store. It is the I Stand With 45 flag. The FBI t-shirt is number 3. fascist Bureau of Intimidation and rocketing up through the charts. A t-shirt they didn't believe in because I designed it. But I was right. You love it. Number two, don't be a science denier. Man's a man, a woman's a woman. SebGorkaStore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, SebGorkaStore.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.